Carole King's Tapestry was a dominant album in 1971. It held the number one slot on the Billboard charts for 15 weeks, selling 24 million copies worldwide in the next 6 years. King won 4 Grammys, including Album of the Year and Song of the Year. Tapestry was reissued recently in a form that critic Milo Miles says may be its finest presentation yet.
Time does strange things to classic pop albums. Some, like the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's and Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, fly along on autopilot, famous for being famous. Others, like Michael Jackson's Thriller, are tarnished by forces outside themselves and may take a generation to recover luster. Others are simply invincible.
When you're down and troubled, and you need some love and care, and nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and night. You just call.
The only negative you can say about Carole King's second solo album, Tapestry, is that she's never made anything as good since. But few performers have. 1971 was a landmark year for women's pop music, which also saw the release of Joni Mitchell's moodier, darker masterpiece, Blue. But Tapestry was the monster success, selling millions and winning awards. And it should have, because it answered a burning populist need. Joni was a rarefied creature. Carole King was telling everybody what it felt like to be a modern, self-assured woman and a grown-up woman at that. The supremely adult reflections of It's Too Late and You've Got a Friend enriched the anxieties of Will You Love Me Tomorrow, originally a trembling teen anthem. That version of the song appears on the second disc of the new expanded edition of Tapestry. Except for the weakest, most passive track, Where You Lead, the entire album is reproduced with previously unreleased solo acoustic versions recorded at 3 1973 concerts and one from 1976. This turns out to be a brilliant repackaging, though not in the way I initially expected. Not having heard the studio Tapestry in a while, I remembered it as being overproduced. Not because too much was added, but because the proceedings were too smoothed out. I hoped the solo versions would correct that. And a couple times, they do. The new treatment of So Far Away is more fervent and soulful than the original.
So far away, doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. Doesn't help to know you're just time away. Long ago I reached for you and there you stood. Holding you again could only do me good. Ooh, how I wish I could, but you're so far away.
But listening to the remastered Tapestry, it's impossible to deny producer Lou Adler did a visionary job. The sound is casual but focused, flowing but precise. The open mood underscores King's determination to state herself forcefully. It's a style that would be widely imitated in the 70s. And I agree with liner note writer Harvey Kubernick that you can hear echoes of Tapestry in current performers like Tori Amos and Alicia Keys. Adler must have a special feel for this material because he does a fine job of explaining how the new presentation works. He first heard the songs as potent demos and built the sound of Tapestry up from those. Inevitably, King and her piano became a bit less central. So, including solo performance versions of the tracks, as Adler says, allows the listener to hear the songs as they were first presented to the producer and then go back to Tapestry and follow the process to the production of the final album.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel uninspired, and when I knew I'd have to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind, but your love was the key to my peace of mind. 'Cause
and it works. Listen to the live versions first. Then, even if you felt burnt out with the studio album, you will hear it with fresh ears. All previous versions of Tapestry should be rolled up and put into storage.
Milo Miles lives in Boston.